There today. That's the 1851 chart, and that chart was basically hidden away in the vault of Andrews University till about 25 years ago. People knew about that chart, but it just had not been in use for a long time, and the original was hidden away, and a sister that lives in California now came across it. And the significance of that chart is this. Number one, it was created in 1851, so it reflected the Adventist position after the Great Disappointment. And that chart also clearly identifies the daily in Daniel as paganism. But that chart is also clearly ordained by the Lord, because most of us are familiar that Sister White early on had a vision where she was to tell her husband, James White, to begin a paper that we now know as the Review and Herald. And if you remember, that was the beginning. The publishing work in the Adventist history, but in that vision where she told James White to begin that paper, she also told him to print another chart. And in those early editions of the Review, you could see James White talking about how this chart was coming about and it was being developed, and finally it was published. It was published in 1851, and the big chart that was out there this morning, that is a facsimile of that chart. So both those charts have the endorsement of the Lord, and both identify the daily, pioneers did, as paganism. And the significance of that we'll show you when we go through Daniel 8. The daily in the book of Daniel is identifying some historical events. If you misunderstand what those historical events are, then when you get to Daniel 11, which is where, hopefully, by the end of my presentations, we're going to be in Daniel 11. If you misunderstand the history of the daily, then when Sister White points to the history of the daily as the clue to understanding Daniel 11 correctly, it's of supreme to know correctly what the history of the daily is. So that's what charts are all about. That's what we're going to be dealing with next week. I handed out an audio tape, and I brought the residual ones there today. They may all be gone, I didn't look. And I have a few more audio tapes that I'm going to be handing out over the next week or so. But of all the audio tapes that I've brought, I've also brought a master copy for Russell and Charmaine. So even if you don't get one when they do come, if you miss an evening or something and you realize I handed out one and you want one, they'll be able to reproduce one for you. The charts, you'll just have to make copies from whoever has them. I think that's all on catch-up there. We've been going through a study titled The Hour of Adventism's Visitation, and we began our quote for those of you